You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, enjoying enormously sailing with Hampton Sides and Captain James Cook with The Wide, Wide Sea is the new book, Imperial Ambition, First Contact, and the Fateful Final Voyage of Captain James Cook. New Albion, named by Francis Drake. Hampton, where is New Albion, and what did Drake mean by naming it that, what you'd have to say, mocking term?
Mm-hmm. Well, Sir Francis Drake had been on that side of the planet centuries before Cook, and had climbed his way up the west coast of California, what we now call California, and had named it New Albion because that was a quaint Latin term, a Roman term for England. So what he was basically calling it New England to thumb his nose at the Spanish, who claimed all of the Pacific and certainly claimed the California coast. So Cook was returning, the first Englishman to really return to this place that Drake had been to all those years prior, and to start his, you know, search for the Northwest Passage. His job is to start mapping the northwest coast of North America from about Oregon, what we call Oregon today, all the way up, and to try to duck into every inlet, every river, every harbor, every indentation, in the hopes that one of those is going to lead all the way across Alaska or Canada to the Atlantic Ocean. It's an insane thing when you think about the scope of his search, because we're talking about thousands of miles of coastline that he's charting. And he gives us really the first glimpse of what that coastline looks like. Washington State, Vancouver Island, southern Alaska, working his way all the way up to, you know, the main part of Alaska, and then up through the Bering Sea and the Bering Strait and up and over Alaska even. It's unbelievable the ambition and the scope of this search that he's prosecuting. He gives us our first glimpse of what it all really looks like.
Detail. Benjamin Franklin has told the Americans, if you come across Cook, do not harm him. Do not interrupt. The Spanish have a different message for their ship captains. What do the Spanish say, Hampton?
The Spanish are supposed to intercept him wherever they find him and arrest him and haul him down to Mexico City and put him in a dungeon. The Spanish are very jealous guardians of the Pacific Ocean, and they think it's all theirs. And they're not actively at war with the English, but they effectively are. They have been for centuries, of course, fighting this sort of colonial and imperial contest. Whereas the Americans, Benjamin Franklin issues this thing that says to all the captains in the American fleets, even though we're at war with England, the revolution is going on at this point. Do not harm him. Do not arrest him. He's on a scientific mission. He's doing work for humanity. Let him go in peace. So it's interesting that Benjamin Franklin viewed Cook in such friendly terms.
These are extremely dangerous waters, given that you can't see where you are. There's fog perpetually. And when it's not fogging, it's raining or it's snowy. Calling it foul weather is an understatement. The ships are beaten up badly. on the coast. And so they pull into what is called Nootka Bay, which sounds like paradise. Mm-hmm. These are the people called the Mawakat.
Mm-hmm. The Mawachat.
And Mawachat. And they treat Cook very well, and Cook's people treat them well.
Yes, there's another very good kind of first contact experience that happens there at Nootka Sound with the Mawachat. They trade. They get along quite well. There's no violence. Cook stays about a month there. He's got to do a lot of repairs to his ship. I mean, you have to understand, these ships are just, you know, forests of lumber. You know, all those clattering spars and sprits and booms and masts have to be repaired constantly. So they pull into Vancouver Island and have nothing but really great timber to work with. And they rebuild the ships over a whole month. And while they're at it, they have these first encounters with the native peoples of Vancouver Island. It's quite an experience. And I went there doing the research for the book and stayed a number of days and went kayaking there and met some of the descendants of those, the Mawachat. And it's something that's still talked about a good bit in the oral history of the First Nations there.
Up the coast of Alaska, we're looking for the Northwest Passage, which would be seawater leading inland to connect to Greenland. And Cook has knowledge of Greenland, the Inuit, and mm-hmm. he's looking for common cultural behavior. However, he also comes across large bodies of water. He can't tell whether they're going to lead or not. He's a very thorough man. He doesn't leave anything. He reminds me of writers I've known, such as myself. Even though you finish the sentence, you go back and back and back. And mm-hmm. There's something particular about Cook that even though he knows he's on a false lead, this isn't going to work out. He sends Gore and Bly out to investigate two rivers that leave where he is because he wants to make sure in his report back to the Admiralty that he didn't miss the Northwest Passage.
Yeah, he's very thorough, and that kind of meticulousness, I think, is the kind of personality you have to be a map maker, which is really what his true love was. His true genius, his true expertise was making maps, and particularly mapping coastlines, which you have to do. It's a very perilous thing to do. You have to get close to shore, but you don't want to run up against the rocks. And sometimes he's trying to map in such foggy conditions that he only knows land is there because he can hear the walrus barking and braying on the rocks. You know, and that's some pretty dangerous charting to have to do. Everyone knows who's sailed in Alaska knows how treacherous those waters are. And visibility is often nil in that fog. But somehow we get from this expedition our first true map of Alaska. We, you know, it's got some gaps and some imperfections, but it's pretty much Alaska as we know it today. Amazing that he was able to accomplish that.
Through the Aleutian Island chain, through in Bristol Bay, to Norton Sound, all the way up, weaving in and out, looking for the Northwest Passage. And now we get to the dramatic moment, because he reaches the Bering Sea, finding their way blindly, really, because the Russian maps were either fantastic or deliberately deceptive. And he believes they found the opening, which we know is the separation between Alaska and Siberia. However, there's a few days on, there's a brightness in the sky. What is that, Hampton?
This is something that Cook recognizes immediately from the time he had spent north of Newfoundland. It's called the ice blink. And it is a phenomenon where sunlight bounces off of the ice pack and illuminates the underside of the clouds above. And he knew that what this meant was there's ice ahead. They're finally going to encounter ice. And that perhaps all those scientists who said, oh, seawater does not and cannot freeze, well, they're all wrong. And he does, sure enough, the next day encounter this impenetrable, implacable wall of very thick ice. And he realizes almost immediately, this dog ain't going to hunt. this is not going to work. We're not going to find the Northwest Passage. Certainly not here. And in fact, not only that, but we got to get the heck out of here because his ships were almost immediately going to be encircled by the ice and trapped in the ice. And he has to make a very quick exit to save his life. And if that had happened, if they'd been trapped in the ice, I don't think we would have heard from either of the two ships again.
Their choice now, do you winter in Kamchatka with the Russians or do you think of your people and head for Tahiti or Hawaii? The book is Hampton Sides, The Wide, Wide Sea. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.